It's now time to start our meeting starting lineups for both squads. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers hosting the Reese Rockets tonight on the WLEW Sports Network. Let's start with the away team tonight, the Reese Rockets, coached by Brian Kern. 6 years at the helm, 76-36, winning 67% of his games. Starting at sophomore, a 5'11 sophomore, number one, DeMarcus Palmreuter. Very smooth individual there. A 6'4 sophomore, number four, Jake Rao. 6 foot senior, number 11, Isaac Johnson. Number 15, he's a 6'2 sophomore, Levi Foco. And number 23, a 6'3 senior, Bryce Brechtelsbauer. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, coached by Eric Wisner in his third year at the helm, going 25-21 over that span. That's a 54% winning percentage. A junior, Sawyer Kazefka, he's number one. Number 10, a junior, Anthony Sheridan. Number 13, also a junior, Garrett Bowles. Number 14, also a junior, Mason Williams, who I'm pretty sure has grown about 6 inches since last season. And number 42, the lone senior on this team, Hunter Keim, number 42. John Mooney, first thoughts here.
Yeah, my thought is that who's going to go ahead and get out for the fastest start? Sawyer Kazefka for the Lakers, or is it going to be DeMarcus Palmreuter for the Reese Rockets? Those two are really interesting to watch. Those two are just fantastic ball players and pure scorers. And then you have your complementary players after that, and it's hard to call Isaac Johnson or Reese a complementary player. But this kid has been a scorer in his past also. Anthony Sheridan, same thing for the Lakers. Mason Williams, you already mentioned he's already grown. That kid has really upped his game. So, okay, let's see what happens on the floor. We've got Reese lining up. They're almost ready to go ahead and tip off. And we just got our okay from the referee, so we're ready
that.
To go.
Jack Service, Fred Sackrider, and J.J. Messier officially crew. Anthony Sheridan tipping for the Lakers. For the Reese Rockets in the maroon jersey, that'd be number four, Jake Rao, and is won by Reese. Excuse me, won by Lakers, tipped by Reese, into the hands of number 13. That'd be Garrett Bowles over to the right wing to Sora Kazefka, and they say he stepped out of bounds, and that'll be the first turnover bright and early. 9 seconds into this ball game, Reese ball, 80 feet from their own hoop.
You'd like to have at least a look at the basket before something like that happens. Anyways, nope. Palmreuter with the ball.
Over to the right wing to Levi Foco. Back up to Palmreuter. Palmreuter passes over to the left wing to Isaac Johnson. Takes the three. This one's no good. Offensive rebound brought in by Rao. And the three from Palmreuter is good. And Reese is on the board first. 3-0, 7:29 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, guess who?
Yeah, Palmreuter, no surprise there. To the left wing, down to the low on the baseline to Hunter Keim. Back out to Mason Williams. Back to the top, Garrett Bowles passes to Mason Williams. Into the corner, Bowles feeds it down to Keim. It's last tipped by a maroon jersey, that'd be Isaac Johnson. Out of bounds, Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Right side of your radio, we played 49 seconds. 3-0, Reese.
Looks like Isaac Johnson playing me in my shadow with Sawyer Kazefka.
Most certainly. Mason Williams has to pass it in, and that is a fast 5-second call, and that is the second turnover for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and no points to show for it. We have a late whistle. Delay of game warning against the Lakers as he did not give the ball back to the official. He kind of tossed it into the corner. And in his defense, though, he tossed it towards our microphone, which is an apparent magnet for the basketball tonight.
We just appreciate the save.
7:05 left in the first. Reese leading 3-0, thanks in part to a Palmreuter three. Over to the right wing, Isaac Johnson hits a three, and it is now 6-0. Reese leading by 6 points. We played 1 minute. We have a late whistle, and this is going to be as Lakers driving into the lane. Foul is on the floor. This is going to go against number 23, Bryce Brechtelsbauer. That's his first Laker ball underneath their own hoop once again. Last time they did this was a 5-second violation. Mason Williams inbounds, and we have a foul against Reese, a hold on the inbound. This will go against Isaac Johnson. That's his first, Reese's second foul of the game. 6:48 left in the first. It is 6-0. John, did I miss a basket from Lakers?
No, they just put it on
it
the board.
No, it says 6-2.
That should be wiped out.
So it's 6-0 Lakers right now. Sir Kazefka gets the inbound to Anthony Sheridan. Back to the corner, Mason Williams.
Unless they awarded it to Sheridan. Sheridan scored on that last play. But
must be. All right, so it's 6-2. 6:35, Mason Williams on the floor. Double team there by Reese. And still loose, and it's in the hands of Reese. Here's the third turnover for the Lakers. Reese slows things down over the right wing to Foko. Levi Foko being guarded by Garrett Bowles. Back up to Palmruder against Kozefka. To the left wing, Isaac Johnson pump fakes. Back up to Palmruder at midcourt. 6:15 left in the first, 6-2. Johnson down to the baseline to Brechtelsbauer. Back out to Brechtelsbauer in the baseline for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Hunter Keim. That's the first rebound for the Lakers tonight. Garrett Bowles into the lane, kicks into the corner for Mason Williams. Three. This one's short. No good. Rebound still loose, and we have a offensive foul. Anthony Sharon left his feet, and he's going to be called with the foul on the rebound. That will be his first and team's first. So it is 6-0, John. We were correct on that.
And they just took it off.
Yes, indeed. 6-0. 5:54 left in the first. Reese Levy. Palmruder goes baseline to baseline, down to the low post to Jake Rao. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the second team foul against the Lakers in the first against Hunter Keim. 5:48 left in the first. 6-0. Jake Rao trying to add to this six-point lead. Have our first substitution coming up here in a second. First free throw is good from Rao. It's now a seven-point lead. Dylan Wehner checks in for Hunter Keim.
I have not seen Jake Rao. I don't want to, you know, jinx anybody, but I haven't seen him miss at the foul line.
Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. It's an eight-point lead, 8-0. Reese leading with 5:48 left in the first quarter. Wehner gets the inbound, dribbling past the free throw line, now across midcourt, dribbling to the left wing. Taking his time, feeding down a low post to Anthony Sheridan. Going against Brechtelsbauer, and this one's in for two. And now Anthony Sheridan's in the books with 2 points. 5:32 left in the first, and we have a whistle as Reese tried to drive down the baseline. This will go against Mason Williams. That's his first and Lakers' third. Reese ball sideline out of bounds right at midcourt, far side of your radio. We played 2 minutes and 29 seconds, and it's 8-2. Reese leading to the high post to the right wing. Bound down to the baseline, Brechtelsbauer. One dribble back out to the right wing. Nothing there. Into the corner, Brechtelsbauer down to the low post to Rao. Rao turns to the basket, skip pass to the left wing. Isaac Johnson back to Rao. This one's tipped, but it's in for two. Jake Rao with 4 points. It's now back to an 8-point lead, 10-2, 5:09 left in the first. Garrett Bowles brings the ball up, being guarded by Palmruder. Now to Mason Williams' hands, pink socks and all. Gets a screen from Sheridan, dribbles to his left, give and go. Out to the right wing, into the right corner for three from Sawyer Kozefka. Rainmaker's no good. And rebound brought in by Palmruder for Reese. 10-2. And we have Palmruder stepping out of bounds as some token pressure from the Lakers. And that'll be the first turnover for the Rockets.
That's one of the rare type of turnover that you're going to get out of DeMarcus Palmruder. Usually he's just really slick with the ball handling, and he didn't know where the sideline was and stepped out of bounds.
Darnell Davis checks in for Bryce Brechtelsbauer for the Rockets. A couple substitutions for the Lakers. That would be Logan Collison-Russell, number 20, as well as number 22, Ethan Wisner, the freshman. Hands it off to Sarkozeka, right wing. Stops his dribble to Anthony Sharon, left wing, into the corner to Collison-Russell. Allison Russell in trouble, and Ethan Wisner saves it at the high post. Dribbling to the right wing, now into the right corner. Kozefka being guarded by Isaac Johnson. Double team there, back out to, and it's tipped away as intended for Dylan Wehner. Wehner, that's the fourth turnover for Lakers, and it's tipped out of bounds. Reese ball about 3 feet from the baseline on Reese's side of the court. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the first. Lakers with just 2 points. Reese with 10. Inbound to Johnson, back to Palmruder. Palmruder to Johnson for three, top of the key, and this one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Rao, keeps possession alive. Rao with the right block, goes up strong. This one's blocked by Sheridan, out of bounds, and it'll be Reese Ball. Substitutions, Reese Rockets, number 42, a 5'9 sophomore, Tanner Turbush, checks in, replaces number 15, Levi Foko. So sophomore for a sophomore. Palmruder inbounding for the Lakers, or for the Reese Rockets, and it's stolen